Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
YD!
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston, happy block party at Maximum Fun to you and yours.
Thank you. I've brought the hot dogs. I've got the chips. Mm-hmm. I've got some soda pops. I'm ready to meet all the neighbors.
You came real ready.
Yeah.
See, now that's the difference between you and I at a block party. Mm-hmm. I RSVP immediately. Yes, yeah. I'm there. And then about 15 minutes before I'm supposed to arrive, I'm like, what is this? What are we doing? What am I supposed to bring? What's, oh, how's this work?
You wanted
what,
me
what
to
are
bring
we wearing?
Oops. It was themed. It was a theme. Okay. I got to go back home.
Okay.
Thank God this is in the neighborhood.
Just real quick. I guess that does make sense now that I think through it. I'm just not supposed to come and freeload this. Got it. I have to contribute.
Huh.
So lucky for you,
yep,
and the listeners.
Yeah.
Sat myself down and I read an email,
ooh,
describing to me what is Maximum Fun Block Party.
Look at you.
You want to hear what I learned?
Yeah.
It's a brilliant idea for Maximum Fun, the network with which we're on,
mm-hmm,
to help introduce new shows to other listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Makes perfect
That's really,
sense.
Yeah.
So for old listeners,
mm-hmm,
you're going to be like, yeah, I know.
I know what you do.
Absolutely.
I know
everything.
Yeah.
For new listeners, they're still going to be, huh.
Mm-hmm.
But it might make a little more sense,
mm-hmm, yeah,
of what this show is, how it came to be.
Yeah, because I feel like, I don't know if you've experienced this, but sometimes I say I do a podcast about dogs and you get this look,
yeah,
of like, how? What do you mean?
And for 7 years?
Yeah.
You've done it?
You got something to talk about every week?
Every week?
Are you, yeah, sure? Are you okay?
That's the appropriate response to,
yeah,
such a thing. So I think again, for listeners who know this, I hope that you take the joy that my Nana took when we would read a story to my nephew, she would know all the answers. She would, if it were a counting book, it'd be 1, 2, 3, and then Nana would bellow, 4! And we're like, love it, great.
Yes.
That might have been for miles. We might have wanted my nephew to get there, but I love that you know it. So for our,
yeah,
listeners, please bellow out the answers as we describe,
yeah,
them.
It's sort of a sing-along, but in podcast form.
Precisely. So, yes, sweet, sweet new listeners, here's what we'd love to tell you. Well, Alexis, I'll put this in the form of a question.
Okay.
Are we a show where you can learn anything?
Oh, no, not really. Like,
certainly
sometimes
not.
We'll have a smart guest on, and they might, mm-hmm, have something, like, interesting to say, and you'll go, oh, that's something, mm-hmm, I learned. But it usually doesn't come from you or I.
I should have phrased that better. Are either you or I experts in dogs?
Absolutely not.
Certainly not.
No,
not at all.
Floundering.
Do we know anything? Well, you do. This isn't fair. I'm going to make this one singular.
Okay.
Do I know anything about training a dog? Like, if you were to have a bit of a problem and you're like, oh, I'll tune into this podcast, they'll have some solutions for me, from Renee alone.
Right. No.
No.
Well, no. The thing is,
cautionary tales.
I can also, I feel like same here in that, like, I know how to, like, train your dog to do funny tricks. But,
right,
like, I don't know how to, like, get them to come when you call, or,
yeah,
like, things outside of getting treats.
Right.
Or stop barking at
it. So if you're looking for, like, oh, my dog is doing a weird thing where he only barks at one neighbor.
Mm-hmm. I can't help
avoid
you.
That neighbor?
Yeah. Move, I guess? I don't know.
Tell the neighbor it's their problem? I don't. That's the extent of the information you'll,
yes,
get. But here's what I can guarantee you.
Okay.
If you love dogs,
mm-hmm,
you're among good company.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which leads us into, so for this, again, listeners who have been part of the show, we know you know this, new listeners, how did this show happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to do a quick recap.
Mm-hmm.
Who Alexis and I are. My name is Renee Colvert. When I started this show in 2015, I was a floundering comedian. I now stand before you as a successful podcast producer. I have found my way to the other side of the performing arts, and I am happy to report I pay my rent every month. Alexis, look how much we've grown. But at the time, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But at the time of making this, one of my day jobs, I was a personal trainer. So on Facebook, I put out a little post of like, hey, accepting new clients. You guys know him. You love him. Travis McElroy, who I was lightly friends with, responded and said, yeah, I would love to learn how to run a 5K. Do you want to barter? I'll teach you how to podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, sure, of course.
Yeah.
So he's like, great. What do you want to talk about? And then gave me the information of just like, it should probably be something you're really passionate about.
Yeah.
Like, what do you love? So I went on a hike and I came back with two ideas. One was a show called Dealing with Renee, because I love a deal.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Alexis, I love a deal. We'd review a Groupon every week. Travis is very quick to be like, that won't work. Groupons are very local.
Yeah.
This is a national podcast, maybe even a world podcast. That won't work.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's your second idea? I was like, well, I didn't think of another one because I pet dogs the whole time. I kept interrupting myself to pet a dog. So I was thinking we could do one called Can I Pet Your Dog?
Mm-hmm.
Said, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might work.
Yeah.
So then I wrote a theme song, created a bunch of segments, dragged in a lady by the name of Allegra Ringo to be my co-host. Travis was our producer. And then it might have helped, Alexis, that our very first guest was Lin-Manuel Miranda.
That might have helped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, in 2015, Hamilton was still off Broadway.
Yeah.
And Lin was a fan of my brother and me, who is Travis. And so he was like, yeah, Lin can do that favor. So that helped.
Yeah.
And then we also, because it was very joyful, got a little mention in a show called Pop Culture Happy Hour. Mm-hmm. Things that are making you happy this week. And again, dogs. It's just dogs. It has nothing to do with me, Allegra, or Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of helped the show stay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did it for 6 years. But at some point, Alexis,
yes,
you got to be part of it. You want to tell listeners how that happened?
Yeah. So the aforementioned Travis needed to move, frankly. He had to get out of the big Hollywood lights. He couldn't hang.
Yeah.
No. He's very lovely. He has like a great family and a beautiful home now, I think.
Yeah. And is wise to do as much. Yeah.
Yes. And so I had been producing podcasts for UCB Comedy and a couple other smaller things. And a friend put me in touch because you were looking for a new producer.
Yeah. We need a new Travis.
Yeah. And we met at a coffee shop. And I was extremely nervous because I get nervous meeting new people. And, you know, it was such a strange, like, it felt more like a, do you want to be friends than a, you know, a job?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like, it was sort of the pressure of a date, but also then like, because it's like, hey, sure. Do you want to meet up every week for the next foreseeable future forever?
Mm-hmm.
But it went great. And yeah. I started.
We're like, well, the only beef I had with you is how cool you are. Oh, man, everything she said was cooler than the last.
Gosh, thanks. I wish that I felt that. But yeah, so then I was off mic producing for a really long time. We would go to Max Fun, and so no one would really hear my voice. And then slowly, I kind of started to creep in on the mic a little bit more. I would do a segment here and there. And then Allegra was like, hey, I'm going to move on, do some incredible things. Yeah. And
Allegra, the only sane one among us, who's just like, we've been podcasting about dogs for 5 years.
Yeah. And Renee and very sweetly was like, you want to come co-host? And I was like, yeah, I do. And here we are. Also, we should mention Renee did not have a dog when she started this podcast.
Yes.
Which is a very funny thing for someone to start, I think. I love that detail.
It's absolutely going to come into play in a segment down the road.
Yes.
Of how that happened. I was, I won't say shamed, but teased.
Yeah.
I was teased into getting my dog, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah.
That's so there you go. So that's how this show is happening to you.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about dogs.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just dogs. But I will, you guys know this already. I think the thing to do when you're behind the mic, nope, that's not what I meant. Now, what do I want to say? I want, when I'm talking about the industry,
okay,
on the other side of it, meaning you're not the talent
behind the
anymore,
scenes?
When you're at the scenes. Uh-huh, see, it's not the mic. I wanted the scene.
Yeah.
When you're behind the scenes,
yes,
they tell you, hey, on the surface, this show is about this. But what is it really about?
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm, on the surface, the show is about dogs.
Yeah.
But what it's really about is joyful inclusion.
Oh, nice.
Just like, you love dogs? You're nuts? Get in here.
Yes, absolutely. I thought you were going to say struggling, but I like your answer a lot better. It's about trying your best.
It's about doing your best, not succeeding, and coming back again for another week. With that, mm-hmm, do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners, old and new,
yes,
what they've gotten themselves into this week?
I do. So we have our Crick Crumb Boat segment coming next, which is where we tell you what's going on with our dogs this week. We have My Mutt Minute, with Katrina and Otis, and we'll also explain what that is. Then we have some Halloween costume updates, basically. Just all around.
I have breaking news.
Breaking news.
I have a tip, a lead.
Yeah.
A helpful piece of information.
Renee's on the case. And also, Fitz, you love deals.
I love deals so much, Alexis. I love them so much.
And then, as promised, I do have a dog ghost story because it is spooky season. Yeah. We're going to talk about some other shows we love, of course. But that's our show.
All right. Yeah. Let's head on over to the hot dogs.
All right.
Well, Alexis, here we are. Now, I said you want to go over at the hot dogs, mm-hmm. but I didn't drive home enough that we're using the metaphor of a block party.
Yeah. I figured it out. At first, I did think, for some reason, because we talked about dog costumes, I was like, a bunch of dogs dressed as hot dogs. That's good.
Yeah. No. It was confusing. I have notes for myself. I can't tell you if I'm going to commit to the block party or not. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know at the next segment.
Mm. I hope you do. But...
Okay. But in this segment... Yeah. Of the hot dogs,
yes.
Is traditionally in the show, we call it Crick Crumb Boat, which is the portmanteau of our three dogs. I have a dog named Tugboat, mm-hmm. and Alexis has two dogs named Cricket and Crumb. So Crick Crumb Boat. Mm-hmm. You see how we got there. And normally what we do is we give updates on our dogs. Mm-hmm. But you guys are brand new.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I don't know what kind of dog it is.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got that dog. Lucky for you, we're going to tell you. Right here in the site. Now, do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Well, you go first because time-wise, I think that makes more sense.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah. That does make sense. Okay, so first, a quick update. Mm-hmm. Last week, Tugboat simply had a cold. That's it. That's all he had. And I unraveled before your very ears. And listeners, I'd like to report it was just a cold and he's good as new. Just good as new. And I learned a lot about myself.
Yeah.
That I cannot handle it if he is anything other than 100%. So I am a fragile, weak person.
I think
if you want to hear that, you can go
listen to last
week's
episode. I don't
think
that's what that means. I think it means that you're a very loving person who cares deeply about their dog.
Mm-hmm. I love that take.
So.
I love that take. Great. Okay. So Tugboat, how did this happen?
Yeah.
You teased it in the previous segment. Mm-hmm. So when I created the show, I did not have a dog. So I made up a word, which this is not a word. The word wanter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Want is a word. Wanted is a word. Wanter is not. Mm-hmm. And yet I put it in the title of the show. I'm Renee Colvert, a dog wanter.
Yes.
I wanted one. And then a friend of the show, another show here on Maximum Fun, we got this with Hal Lublin and Mark Gagliardi. Mark teased intensely. He's like, so let me get this. You made a show about dogs and you do not have one. And then kept repeating the question over and over again as if that would make sense at some point. And it got down to me. Got down to my bones and I was like, he makes a good point. I'm going to need to get a dog.
Probably do that.
So thanks to the incredible listeners with their loving support, I started looking. Now, back in 2017, there was an app called All Paws, which had the exact same algorithm as a dating app. So you could swipe through dogs. So all of the dogs and all of the kennels and all the dogs and all the rescues were uploaded into this and you can just swipe on through. Mm-hmm. So swiping through. Tugboat's picture came up. Tugboat is we know now through DNA testing, 97% pit bull, 3% German Shepherd. Now, he was billed on All Paws as a border collie mix. And I said, I'm going to get that border collie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get him. But it was very sweet in that I was just like, that's my dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's just by spell picture alone. So I went down, went to his foster mom's. He sailed into my arms, sat in my lap when I asked after at the end of our walk and also on this walk.
Yeah.
Alexis, picture perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, picture perfect. Couldn't be better. What a guy. Stayed right with me. I now know in hindsight, there were no squirrels on that walk.
Right. Yes.
But for that walk, it was perfect.
Yeah.
And at the very end, I knelt down and I said, you my dog? Licked me on the nose. Come on. Come on. We love it so much. Get in the car. So I now was the proud partner of a 10-month-old border collie mix.
Oh, yeah.
And just the love of my life. We had so many learning opportunities the first 3 months that I had him, among the things that I learned is that he kisses everyone on the nose and sails into everyone's lap. And then the listeners also got to name him Tugboat. I feel like that's the gist of it, right?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
And then, yeah, you got to listen to the last 5 years to hear all the trials and tribulations. But he loved my life. Best thing that ever happened to me. Truly a very best friend. And I would credit the show for being the best part of my life.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
So that's the latest with Tugboat. Tell me about Cricket and Crumb.
All right. So Crumb, I got first. And so I was working on a job and all of a sudden someone's like, hey, someone left a puppy in an alley near like around the street from where we're working in a crate.
Right.
And they were like, we're going to call the Humane Society. And I was like, maybe don't. I think I can figure it out.
Yeah, I don't. They're probably busy.
Yeah.
They seem busy to me.
Yeah. You know what? They're slammed. I'll take him. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Right.
So he's this just tiny 6 weeks old, like scruffy little face. Nothing. I didn't know what he was at all.
Right.
And it's very funny because I was like, I hope he's like a good medium sized dog. You know, like that's what I wanted. And it, also when I first got him, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to keep him. But then everybody was like, oh, really? You don't know if you're going to keep him? He's sleeping in your bed every night? Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. And it was very serendipitous because I think it was around the time I started taking over as host. So
it was, couldn't have been more picture perfect because initially we were just like, oh, great. And then you'll be the dog watcher. And you're like, or I'll be the small dog person of the show.
Totally. Which is very, my entire life I've been like, I'm not into small dogs. Anyway, he ends up being the shortest little sausage dog possible. And I was like, oh.
And describe him a bit for listeners.
So he is a poodle chihuahua mix, basically, mostly with a little pug, which is where I say he gets his big butt. He's kind of chunky. He's a scruffy tan with, what does he look like? I thought he was a border terrier before I got the DNA done. So he looks kind of like that. So that's Crumb. He's very moody. He's very in touch with his feelings. He's very smart. He knows a lot of tricks.
Yep.
Sometimes too smart because he doesn't do anything that he doesn't want to do.
Sure. Certainly not. Why would you?
So and I was very happy. You know, he loves the cats. Really good. And then last December, I was outside with Crumb. Just in the yard, minding my own business. Uh-huh. And in pops through the, like, the gate has, like, holes in between each, you know, each, what do you want to call that? Like a, it's like a metal gate.
Fence post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in just pops in this little dude. Uh-huh. And I was like, hello? Like, just why are you in my yard suddenly? And he starts playing with Crumb. And he was kind of, he's really skinny and his fur was kind of weird. And I was like, what's going on with you? Like no collar or anything. Right. So I kind of like lured him into the house with treats. It took a while to be honest.
Sure.
But then once he was in, he was like, oh, this is a nice place. I guess I live here now. And I was like, well, I don't know. speaking of which, he just took a pair of my underwear to chew on, which is great.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. So that was Cricket. And we looked for a while to see if he had an owner, put up signs, did all of that. And no one came forward. So he's a Pomeranian Chihuahua mix. And sort of the opposite. He looks a lot like Crumb, but they are opposites in the sense that he's not the smartest bud, but he's just so cute. He has this blank look on his face at all times and a big smile. And you go, all right, you don't know what's going on, huh?
Yeah,
I love
Cricket,
that.
You got it. You're just along for the ride. Yeah. We love him. And how have they been this week? We got any updates on these
dudes?
They've
been great. So, you know, new listeners. So I started the little buttons that you press last week for Crumb to see if he could, you know, get him talking about some stuff. And I've been really busy, so I honestly haven't had time to work on it much. But it seems like Cricket was paying attention because lately he's taken to eating the buttons off of my shirts. So I'm now down, I think he's done it to 4 different shirts of mine.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like maybe he was like, all right, they want me to do something. This is a button, right?
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So they're figuring out buttons at this house.
Sure. Button. It's the season of buttons.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Tune in next week to see what happens with the Button Saga. Okay, well, now, Alexis, yes. This is the part of the show that I usually chime in with, hey, Alexis, what time is it? And then you say it's time for my minute, and then I say hit it. But new listeners, we got to catch you up on what happened here. So when we first made the show, of the segments that I created, one was called, was it just called Mutt Minute? To not put the my in front of it now seems so weird.
Just Mutt Minute. Yeah. Who's Mutt Minute?
So anyway, a segment called Mutt Minute, where we went through every single breed that has ever existed and in 1 minute told you how it originated and the traits of that breed. Great. We love it. So much fun. And then we kept going with the podcast. And so about around a year four, five, we'd run out of our breeds and we're like, well, I don't want to lose a segment. I'm like, well, what if we bring in the listeners? And we call it My Mutt Minute and they just tell us about their books. So listeners, new listeners. If you want to hear about every breed that's ever been heard, go through years one through
three,
maybe
yeah,
four. Yeah. And if you want to hear about the listeners' dogs, well, just get right on in there for episode 200 and up.
Yes. Maybe? And I will say, technically, we didn't run out of breeds, but the thing the thing you start to notice, though, is like, oh, this breed is actually just like this breed, except the ears are this way. Or you know what I mean? So it started to get very repetitive and kind of like, you probably can figure this one out. You see a picture of it and you go, oh yeah, that's like one of those dogs. So
So it seemed as though we had hit most of them. So now we're doing my mom in it. And listeners, at the end of this, we're going to tell you how you can send in a little recording of your dog. But first, you got to hear how it goes. So hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for my mom minute with Katrina and Otis. Hit it.
Woo.
Otis is a 3-year-old Yorkie poo rescued from North Carolina. His mom, a Yorkie, and dad, a miniature poodle, were rescued together, and Otis was born an only child with his foster. We used to live in D.C. and now live in Boston. He was a lobster for Halloween, and I thought you should know. Weighing in at 9 pounds, Otis has the Yorkie bod with those big, flappy ears covered in fluffy poodle puppy fur, soft and poofy but not too curly. It's like he never grew out of his puppy look. Otis loves other dogs as long as they're not too big, but not into new people. Can you blame him? If you have earned his love, it's worth it for the full body shakes and squeals that come with every greeting. He sleeps with me under the blanket at night, and we call it a wing, because he'll come to me during the night, bump his head against my arm, and I wing open the blanket for him to snuggle in. I personally think he's a genius. He regularly pretends to use his pee pad at night to get a treat. You heard me. He walks over and runs away all happy, not a leg lifted, not a drop on the pad, and scams us for free snacks. Dramatic always. Overall, he's a perfect little guy. We call him an energy vampire if you know the reference, but he feeds off of cuteness and needs an invitation to get on any surface. And time.
Katrina.
Yeah.
Alexis, she's done it again.
Mm-hmm.
Not Katrina specifically, but she is in the listener, a better listener than a host.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Once again.
That was hilarious, well-written, funny, charming, captivating. Let's get you your own podcast.
Yeah, 100%. Also, love the treat scam is brilliant.
So funny. Not a leg lifted.
Mm-mm.
Not a drop remains. Just... it's probably time for a treat.
I'm kind of hungry. I'll stand on this pad for a moment. Usually works.
She was very clear that first she sent in photos. Otis, you were as cute as the day is long.
Yes.
My goodness gracious. Wearing some sunglasses in one.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't be cuter. She made it very clear. Otis is smart.
Yeah.
We just heard about the pee pad. I like to believe Otis does have something that keeps to himself.
Yeah.
But does wonder, does mom grow wings at night?
Ooh. Is that what's going on in there?
I don't want to sound stupid, but does mom get wings?
Think of her as an angel type, so that does make sense.
The sweetest and cutest. Also, I want to guess about Energy Vampire. Is that from the musical title of show? You need to let me know.
No, it's not. It's from What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh. A much cooler reference. Okay.
I love...
oh, yeah. No, I've seen that. That Energy Vampire is great.
Yes. Oh, he's very funny.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Also from the musical title of show.
But yes, we'll go with yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I would like for you to know, Katrina, that was a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Otis is adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis, if listeners old and new wanted to send in their My Mutt Minute and prove to us that, they would be better hosts than we are.
Yes, I love this.
How could they do such a thing?
So it's very easy. All you have to do is record your My Mutt Minute, which also, I guess we didn't explain, it is 60 seconds long, and it's about your dog or a friend's dog, any dog you wanted. You don't have to... you know, just a dog you once knew. That's fine. And record it on your phone, computer, whatever recording device you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show.
Sure will.
I'm Lisa Hannawalt.
And I'm Emily Heller.
9 years ago, we started a podcast to try and learn something new every episode.
Things have gone a little off the rails since then. Tune in to hear about
low-stakes neighborhood drama,
gardening,
the sordid, nasty underbelly of the horse girl lifestyle,
hot sauce,
addiction to TV, and sweaty takes on celebrity culture,
and the weirdest, grossest stuff you can find on Wikipedia.org.
We'll read all of it, no matter how gross. There's something for everyone on our podcast, Baby Geniuses.
Hosted by us, two horny adult idiots.
Hang out with us as we try and fail to retain any knowledge at all.
Every other week on Maximum Fun. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we
don't know. A man goes to the doctor and says that he's depressed and that life seems cruel. The doctor says, "Ah, the treatment is simple. The great clown Pagliacci is in town tonight. Go and see him and you will surely feel better." The man bursts into tears and says, "But doctor, I am Pagliacci." "Ah, okay," says the doctor. "In which case, try listening to the Beef and Dairy Network podcast." The Beef and Dairy Network podcast is a multi-award-winning comedy podcast, and you can find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
What's the cutest thing you've ever seen?
Oh, my dogs.
Oh, sure. Okay. And then what's the cutest thing on your dog?
A little picture of my dog. Charlie's
Via
paws.
How, Alexis?
Charlie's
thank
paws.
You. Okay, there we go. Okay,
I was getting
right.
there.
Nailed
I was
it.
Getting there.
Great. Perfect. Okay, you did take your time, but I...
Oh.
But worth the wait. Worth the wait. Please tell our listeners what Charlie's paws is.
Okay. Well, Charlie's paws are little pet ID tags, you know, the kind you normally get at, you know, Petco or whatever, and they're boring. These ones, they are these, like, 3D ID tags, and they're custom made to look like little 3D models of your dog's face, and they do such a good job. Both Crumb and Crickets look different. I thought they would maybe look the same because they're similar looking dogs, but no, they took the details of them. They look different. They also sent us some very cute seasonal ones. So right now the dogs have little Halloween themed ones on. So they are stylish accessories, like works of art. And they are so cute. They've gotten a lot of compliments on them also. So yeah. Look out, because get ready for some compliments. They're incredible.
Exactly. Can I tell you? Okay, so obviously they're perfect dog tags. Yeah. If you're like, "Oh, my dog already has a tag," you know what I was thinking? Mm. These would also make incredible ornaments. I know that's wild.
Yeah.
But so it's a picture. It's the face of your dog. And then on the back, they put your name and your phone number. But if you wanted to, I bet they'd just put the year.
That's true.
So you can be like, talk about...
That's a really good idea, actually. Yeah,
I thought so too.
Oh, they're also really lightweight, because I also, I have little dogs, and I was like, are these going to just, you know, weigh my dog's head down? But they're super light, just like a normal tag. Super cute. I love them.
Couldn't be better.
I love them.
Couldn't be better. All right. Everyone's sold. Where do they go? What do they do?
Okay. So their website is charliespaws.com. They just launched on Kickstarter, so you can find them there by going to charliespaws.com. That's charliespaws.com. Now, Renee.
Hey, Alexis.
I have some pretty occasionally high energy dogs.
Mm.
Can you relate to
me
that?
Three.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I sure can. Good. We're all in good high energy company.
And every once in a while, you know, you're just like, I think that you could chill. And you've got some anxiety, and I want to help you with that.
Right.
And I'd like to talk about a little company called Dope Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Dope Dog was born out of their founder's own experiences, looking for an alternative for their dog, James, who was struggling with arthritis. They created a CBD treat for Picky James, and the rest was history. They've sent us some samples as well. The dogs love them, and I also have some picky dogs. Obsessed.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
And what's so nice about it, Alexis, is that they love it, just instantly took to it. And then it is... just like you can watch them mellow out. Like it's just the sweetest. So they're it doesn't like put them at, they're not taking a nap.
No.
You can just tell they're like, ah, oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
it's like nice. It's the equivalent of like a like if you could put a massage in treat form for them. It's just like,
right.
Ooh, so they taste amazing.
Massage on the inside.
Yeah. Yes. And they can, so they help support common issues like separation anxiety, travel, other stressors. So it's always a good idea to have a little dope dog on hand. I always say that. I say that constantly.
Always. Always. You know it would be a good idea. A little dope dog,
little
on,
dope
hand
dog on hand.
Is what you say. Yes. But it also is true. And I gave him the treat, and then I forgot I gave him the treat. And I was just like, buddy, you're having such a cool night. You're being so chill. I was like, oh. Well, dope dog works.
Yep.
That's what we've learned tonight is dope dog is great for both owners and dogs. Mm-hmm. Okay. So obviously, yes, we're all sold. We want to do it. How do we do it? You're going to go to dope.dog. Now you're going to be confused. You're like, where's the com? There's no com. Mm-mm. Because dope dog has thought of everything. It's just dope.dog and use promo code. Can I pet your dog? The entire thing spelled out. Can I pet your dog for 20% off any order? Get into it. Your dogs will love it. You'll love it. Go. Alexis.
Renee.
New listeners of the show are all caught up. They know everything.
Yep.
They got it all. Now, this last segment of the show is usually it's some type of news. Mm-hmm. It's a dog hero story. It's informational. Sometimes mm-hmm. Renee's got a lead. Mm-hmm. Hot tip. Mm-hmm. Now, this might be the first time we've ever done it, but I'm happy to give you breaking news. Take yourself on over to Chewy.com. This is not an advertisement. This is a hot tip.
Yeah.
This is a lead from Renee.
Yeah.
All Halloween costumes significantly on sale for your dogs. Listeners, yeah, I'm fine if you stop listening to the podcast right now. That's fine. That's how urgent this is. Go to Chewy.com. Yeah. Find the Halloween costumes for your dogs. They're on sale, you guys. Go, 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 go.
Yes. Which also leads me to the question. Once you're mm-hmm. done doing that, A, you have to send us photos of your dogs in costume.
Obviously.
You have to.
100%.
I don't want any excuses about this. If you put your dog in a costume, you have to send us a photo. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Renee, do you know what Tugboat's going to be yet? Did you order anything?
Well, yeah, may I tell you the cautionary tale of last year?
Yes.
So 2019, yes. I dressed Tugboat up as Paul F. Tompkins.
Yes.
I don't want to say a home run because I'm the person that made it. But if somebody else who was on this podcast wanted to say it was a home run costume.
It was a home run. Also, I helped you pin a thing, and I feel like we worked really
no,
hard.
No, together as a team. Together as a team, we made such a thing. And then 2020, I was like, nobody's going to do Halloween. We're all stuck inside. What are we going to do? And then Instagram happened.
Yeah.
And the photos started rolling in.
Yeah.
And it was Halloween day. And I had done nothing mm-hmm. to participate in such a thing. So I sprinted myself to Petco. All that was left was one Groot costume from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
Now, it's a great film.
Yep.
I don't watch it. Tugboat doesn't watch it.
Sure.
It's a great film.
Yeah.
So I've dressed him up in a ill-fitting Groot costume. And he looked dumb. And he was uncomfortable. And I said, never again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let it happen again. So, Alexa, I have purchased two costumes this year.
Oh my God.
Chewy.com during the sale. Well, when it was a sale, we talked about this. I can't resist a sale.
My shopping cart is open. I'm figuring things out. But
yeah. But what do you think? Do I reveal now? Or is that a Halloween reveal?
Maybe not. I think we don't. I think we do a reveal.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we wait. I do have. Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
What?
Oh, well, I really want to talk about this. I want to give a hint that I prefer the forward facing costumes.
Yes.
So there's nothing on the back of them.
Right.
They're just they are made to look like something that has legs, and then there are arms that are sewn on the sides.
Yes.
Yeah. So it looks like a creature of some sort is running towards you.
Yeah. I do think those are also smarter for photos, to be honest. Very easy to get a good photo of this. Okay.
I agree.
It also got me thinking about just general ideas that I'm probably not going to do this year, but if any listeners want to steal these.
Are willing to share.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, very generous of you. It's not Thanksgiving, Alexis.
But this is... this is my Thanksgiving. This is my favorite season.
Okay.
I love it.
Right.
So, okay. So here are some things that I love. I love when people switch places with your dog, as in your dog goes mm-hmm. as you and you go as your dog. Always a hit with me. Love it.
Very cute. Yep.
If you're a fan of horror movies, I think it would be very funny to go as the mom from The Witch with the two V's, that scary movie.
Okay.
And your dog can go as a crow, which if you've seen it is a very dark reference, but it's pretty funny.
I'm going to trust you on this. I have not seen it. I will say for those of us who are scaredy cats, they can also go as Moira Rose. You're Moira Rose. Your dog is the crow. Keep going.
Oh, really good. Really good. Oh, it's actually very funny. Yeah. Either works. Your dog can be a crow and you can also go to multiple parties.
Point
which
is your
great.
Dog has to go as a crow this
yes.
year.
Yes. Okay. a Batman and the dog is Robin is always cute to me. And last, I've never seen this, but I saw it online today and I was like, oh, that's so smart, is going as Seymour and having your dog go as Audrey 2, the plant.
Come on.
Right?
Yeah, that's real fun.
Yeah, and also you can add more characters if you need them. There you could be Audrey also. There's lots of things to do. Right. So
yeah,
I love that idea. Please, okay. Please someone do it.
Okay, let's. There you go. You guys, you have your assignments.
Yeah.
Go. And right now, because you guys are going to think nobody's doing Halloween this year, and they are going to do it. So just go to Chewy right now. It's on sale. You're going to feel great about it. Get two.
Get a crow. Get the crow costume. It's fine. I don't know if they have one, absolutely. But you can paint required. Something. Yeah. All right, Renee.
Yes, you got a spooky story.
I do. So if anyone's confused, once again, this is my favorite season, and I try to find spooky dog stories for every week of October. And we've done a lot of them, so it is getting harder and harder every year. But I did find one that this is someone's personal story, and I'm going to call it the Ghost Inspector.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I like it. Based off title alone.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I tell you what happened just real quick?
Yeah.
You're getting ready for your ghost story. I was looking at you so intently and so consumed that in the Zoom, a dog hopped up behind you. And I was like, why is the dog getting here? Which is very funny. And brains are weird.
Brains are weird.
Ready for your story. Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. Check behind you before I tell you this spooky story. I don't want anyone actually scared.
Ghost is behind you.
Okay. So this came from an article on Bustle. I don't know whose story it is originally. I think they gave a username. I'm not sure where. So, Here we go. We have a dog. We spoil him a lot. But he used to sleep outside, but after a few days of rainy nights in August, we allowed him to sleep inside. Additionally, he barks at practically everything that passes in front of our house at night, so to keep him quiet, we keep him in. Which also, if you're asking me, like...
Obviously, yeah.
I can't believe you tried outside at first. Anyway... We used to have a collar and leash to keep him in place at night because this is a pretty, it was a big dog. He once knocked over a table and nibbled on my sister's phone when he wasn't, kind of crate trained, I suppose. Right. But he didn't like being alone at night downstairs. So he would, wake us up whining. So finally, I relented and brought him upstairs to sleep. No collar, no leash, and he stopped whining. But here's the thing. Every single night at 3 a.m., our dog gets up and does an inspection of all the rooms, not before 3 a.m. and not after. Our bedroom doors are always open, so he has free access all around. If he happens to be sleeping on someone's bed, he gets restless, waking up the person, and wants to be let down. Due to a small accident when he was a puppy, our dog is afraid of jumping down from places, even the small gaps on the bed. So at 3 a.m., like clockwork, he wakes whoever he's with up. When we let him down, he goes from room to room, then sleeps in the doorway of my parents' room. It happens every night that we watch him. So we started bringing him upstairs in early September, and I don't know what happens at the house at 3 a.m., but several times when we do catch him in the act of looking around, he looks at the doorway of the room, whoever has been there, and then stares at the person looking at him, then at the doorway again, as if to say, don't you see it?
Whoa.
And that's the end.
That's spooky.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's real good.
Right?
I love that. Now, for listeners who can't handle spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's give some logical explanations for this. I feel like maybe taking a page from Otis. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, you're smart. You get it. You know that I have to be let down at 3.
Yeah.
That's when the snacks are.
That's
still
true.
Get a snack. Nobody else is trying to take it away from me.
I do like the idea that everyone's like, what is this creepy thing happening? And he's like, I get hungry at 3 a.m. I'm looking at you because I can't reach the snacks.
That's all. That's all it is. That's really all it is. I love it. Spooky, creepy. Mm-hmm. Love it. Happy Halloween,
Happy
everyone.
Halloween.
Well, Alexis.
Oh, what?
We did it. We made it to the end of this block party.
Whoa, we did already.
I know. Now, other guests in attendance, I feel like we should say, our favorite people here at the block party, block party being the network of Maximum Fun. Other shows.
Yes.
Other shows that we love. I love Minority Corner with James Arthur M. What a guy.
Love him.
Yeah. So Minority Corner, James Arthur M. He's so good of just sort of like cross-checking things that have happened in the world that week and being like, I don't know if that's okay.
Yeah.
But he's hilarious and funny and wonderful.
Yes.
And it's great.
Yes. Okay. JV Club with Janet Varney. Wonderful stories of people growing up. Has huge guests on too. And it's just like one of the most endearing persons you'll ever hear from, basically.
Yeah. And she sort of zones in on high school, because I think that's any person you meet, you're just like, but what were you really like?
Yes.
And she uncovers that for you. It's so good. One Bad Mother. Mm-hmm. I don't have kids and will regularly listen because it's so good. Yeah. With Biz Ellis, Teresa Thorne. That's basically a support group for moms, mm-hmm. but hilarious.
Yes.
So funny. So good. Especially during the pandemic when everybody was just like, how long are they staying home for?
Totally.
Delightful. Absolutely yes. delightful.
You gotta check out Tiny Victories with Laura House and Annabelle Gurwitch. It is exactly what it sounds like, where it's like, hey, look, we didn't walk on the moon today, but let's talk about the little things that we did that are nice to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're, again, and all of these are hosted by comedians.
Yes.
So it's all very, very funny and very entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know who is such an underrated interviewer? Mm. Our king, the prince of podcasting, Jesse Thorne is the guy who created Maximum Fun, and he hosts a podcast called Bullseye.
Oh, yeah.
And you talk about heavy hitters as far as guests are concerned. Tina Fey, sure, absolutely. Yeah. He got her. But he's just so good at interviewing, and it's a one-on-one interview, but it's done in the Jesse Thorne way.
Yes.
And it's great.
Yeah.
So if you love one-on-one interviews where you're like, I just want them to ask questions that aren't the traditional questions I get asked, get in mm-hmm. there. You're gonna love it.
Dead Pilot Society is a great show about writers going through their old works, and they do table reads of really good screenwriters, you know, the dead pilots that they've written that didn't get made.
And it's infuriating how talented.
Absolutely, yes.
The writing's infuriated. The reads are infuriating.
They're so good.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm bringing it on home. Troubled Waters with Dave Holmes. You love him. You know him. The man has never uttered a syllable that isn't perfect and doesn't make you feel better about the world.
Yes.
He's the best.
Absolutely.
I love him so much. Troubled Waters.
And then last but not least, of course, we have to mention My Brother and Me, our former producer of the show, Travis, but also his two brothers answer advice basically from listeners. But it's really just a hilarious show.
It's so funny.
A good comfort listen for me.
So good. Yeah. So good. All right. So, boy, that's a lot of options.
Ooh, yeah. Get in there, though.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, you got it. You got it. Yeah. You can do it. You're a multitasker. I believe in you. Old listeners, we love you so much mm-hmm. for however long you've been part of the show. Thank you for listening. You guys are just the best. As told in this podcast, boy, are you instrumental in all of it. Named our dog, mm-hmm. made sure that we stuck around for this long, contributed to My Mutt Minute.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interactive podcast
yes.
here. And brand new people are just checking it out. If you made it to the end of this. Yeah, Alexis is the better host. Absolutely. Yep. No, you've assessed that properly.
No.
But I appreciate you putting up with me.
I was going to say, also, if you've made it here and want more, we're all on social media, and there's an incredibly active Facebook group. Just check Can I Pet Your Dog on all the appropriate social medias. We're on there. And join that group. You'll have a great time if you want to see more photos of dogs.
It's real fun. Yeah. CIPYD Podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
That's where you're Thank going. You. All right. Yeah. Well, I don't want to go home, but it is getting dark.
It is getting, so. This block party is over. We've been standing out here yelling about dogs, and the block party is over.
Yeah, just over.
Yeah.
By hours.
Yes.
Or the last remaining ones. All right. Well, Alexis,
yes.
until next week, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.